Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in. It is In This League on Sports Grid. I'm Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman. We are going to be your
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping by In This League Airlines. We've got a great in-flight movie for you. We're going to be talking about baseball. We're going to be talking about some football as well. Okay, I'll stop doing the bit. There's a lot of football to talk about. Holy crap.
Is
that what they would do?
Yeah.
I've been on a plane in, I don't know, 5 years.
Years and years?
I think 5 years.
When's the last time you were on a plane? Longer than that for me. Yeah, way longer.
Yeah, so. It's been a long time. I don't know what pilots do anymore.
I don't go anywhere. I'm a loser.
I don't know. But I'm assuming that's what they still do. We are going to be talking about, we're going to have some fantasy baseball for you. So behind the curtain. Did a deal get done? Is it done or not done? Well, guess what?
Investors, possibly you.
You are going to get to have a little bit of an experience of an episode we did called What If? And it's exactly what you think, a total ripoff of the Marvel thing where we what if games are lost? And, you know, the early discussions of the CBA for baseball was that series are canceled. They could always redo and change some things, but for the most part, it seems like 2 weeks have been canceled and they probably don't back off of that. Regardless of that, that's what this What If is about. You know, players that lose or gain value. We talk about some DHs, and that is what we are going to have halfway through this hour going into all of hour two. Bubba and Bogman coming up in hour three, but we have got to talk about the chaos in the NFL. The NFL came in, it was like a Royal Rumble match where you had MLB and you had the PA in the ring and they were fighting and everyone was paying attention. And then all of a sudden the clock came down and it was like Stone Cold's music. And the NFL came in and Stone Cold stunned everybody with the crazy quarterback chaos plus the wide receiver chaos. So let's start, Boggs, with Aaron Rodgers on Tuesday kind of putting everybody in a weird spot, thinking he would retire. What will happen? Will he request a trade? And lo and behold, is it crazy that, like, it was money? Shocker. $200 yeah. million dollars becoming the highest paid annual quarterback in the entire NFL.
Highest paid player in the history ever. The NFL.
4 years, $200 million. Yes. $50 million would be the average annual salary. I don't know how they actually spaced it out. You know, they may have worked.
They finagled.
Yeah, right. They finagled it and stuff like that. But he gets to be the highest. He gets to have the highest, annual thing for however long. And he's back with the Packers, proving that Jordan Love is maybe the worst pick ever in the first round of the NFL. And Rodgers just loves to toy with us.
That was pretty bad, man. But my favorite thing out of that whole deal Barkley is hilarious, but this might be his best quote ever. Did you see what he said about Aaron Rodgers?
No.
He said, Aaron Rodgers is a girl that's so pretty, but you have to tell her she's pretty every single day, mm-hmm. right? That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers is. So, congrats on getting the biggest contract. Obviously, him and Devontae Adams will be back together since they franchised Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
And we've been saying this for months that Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to Green Bay. But the bigger move was the one after that. Russ going to Denver.
Yeah.
Because Denver, look, we've seen 2 years in a row. Tom Brady drops into Tampa Bay, Super Bowl win. Matt Stafford drops into LA, Super Bowl win. Russ drops into Denver. We'll see. I don't know if the defense is good enough, but and the division is insane, but Russ going to Seattle is just an enormous bombshell.
Yeah, and probably bigger. So, okay, so let's take these two quarterback moves in strides here for a second. Aaron Rodgers goes back, kills the hopes of the division with Tom Brady gone, and not that Russ was doing anything, but you take them out. Are the Packers the scariest or second scariest NFC team? Obviously, the Rams just won, so I don't want to take away from them. But, you know, did the Packers with this move, which also puts a clock on, like, time of success. So the Packers aren't going to screw around by, you know, not taking, you know, taking another quarterback or whatever. They're going to do everything they can to make this run a finality. They brought Davante Adams back. You know they're going to figure a way to bring other players in. The draft will be focused on that. Are the Packers the team to beat in the NFC for the next 2 years?
No, I still think it's the Rams, but they're very good. They're right in there. You know, like the Colts were always good when the Patriots were dominant. The Steelers were always good when the Patriots were dominant, but they weren't dominant. The Rams could really have something going here for them. We'll see, but I mean, you got to be happy because it gets Seattle all the way down to the bottom of the barrel in that division.
I'm legit stoked. I love, for multiple reasons, nothing makes me happier than seeing Seattle fall apart and just become a shell of who they are. They also released Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Russ is gone.
Lockett's going to get traded probably during the draft. So,
yeah. I mean, why even keep DK Metcalf at this point? Why even mess with any of it?
Well, Metcalf's young enough to where you could still give him another big contract and he can be there for your rebuilding process.
They want. But I'm saying if you're going to like release Bobby Wagner, get rid of Russ and trade Lockett, like why not blow the whole thing up, get all the picks in the world and just rebuild this entire thing? It just makes me happy. It makes me so happy to see Seattle suffer and it's nothing is better. But it was a rough division. You know, a lot of people are like, oh man, Russ is going to go to Denver. Russ was in probably the toughest defensive division that you could have. Cardinals, 49ers and Rams. I mean, the AFC North is a pretty tough one as well, but I don't know. NFC West is, you know, from built to pound the run and just destroy quarterbacks. This is a tough division.
Think of the quarterbacks in the division that Russ is in now. It's Russ in Denver, Herbert in LA, Mahomes in Kansas City. Derek Carr is, you know, he's a good quarterback in the NFL, and he is by far the worst quarterback in that division. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a really good point. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. There was another quarterback move, and then I bet you're going to know what we're going to talk about with the other.
I bet you will. Put it in a parlay.
Be right back in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
InThisLeague.com. Go and check it out today, and you can find all of the fun that is us. That is our Patreon. Yes, we've got a Patreon. Everyone's got a Patreon. We've had it longer, so we win. But we've got all the stuff there. Ranks through the wazoo, from football to baseball, from redraft to dynasty and prospects and more. We've got GroupMe rooms, have direct access to Bogman and I and our community, which is very deep, very strong, and very awesome. Plus, we do live streams. We do unique, different things. You can be a part of mock drafts. It is an all-encompassing fantasy community that is built around fun and obviously informing you, and you are directly supporting us, and you know we really appreciate it. It allows Bogman and I to continue doing awesome content just because you're hearing us on the radio. We're no radio stars. I mean,
yeah,
little bit of
Howard
a
Stern and then in this league, right?
So Bogman got stopped in a store being like, do you work with Bogman? And he's like, no. I am Bogman. And someone, that guy audibly gasped. He went, and then
I mean, the story always gets more dramatic every time the Welsh tells it because he wasn't there, or never got recognized. But yeah, I mean, it was like that without the gasping. It was,
there wasn't an audible gasp?
No. Do you work for Bogman, by the way? So I mean, great. You know, the guy at the pizza place definitely making more money than I was when he asked me that question. So,
but it's all about the support. We appreciate that. So come and check us out in this league. .com. All right, football.
I also worked in that restaurant, by the way.
You did. You did. Yeah. You're like, wait, what?
Bob? I was like, did the other employees I used to work with tell you about me? Is that how you heard my show?
You so, just became like Billy Bob Thornton. Kid, are you messing with me? Like that. It's like, no, no, sir. All right, so let's talk about it. I know you've been hitting it. You've been doing some shows over on Fantasy Pros. You do the football side of all this.
I actually haven't talked about it anywhere yet.
Yeah, well, then let's do it right here. Russ Wilson. Huge trade. Drew Lock and Noah Fant get sent to the underworld to go to Seattle, where players will die now, and a whole bunch of picks. And Russ comes to Denver, and Denver looks tough, man. You're in a situation where instantly Jerry Jeudy becomes
soars,
just soars in value. You've got two running backs. Didn't Melvin
Sutton.
Gordon return?
He's a free agent, but he could resign. It wouldn't be shocking.
You pray he doesn't for Javonte Williams' value. Well, but it's a great offense and a strong defense that now has a franchise quarterback that knows how to win. Denver,
they might give
tough.
Von Miller back too. By the way, there is a chance that if Von doesn't work stuff out with the Rams, who are bumping right up against that salary cap. You know, the salary cap is a joke, but at some point, you know, you can only readjust so many contracts.
God, the Broncos are going to be my favorite.
Ask the Saints.
Broncos are going to be my favorite AFC team. Just get all these NFC West guys out.
But, dude, they just have such a hard path to the playoffs first. And then the playoffs are much harder in the AFC than they are in the NFC. In the NFC, you have like four strong teams. You know, Dallas is really strong. Green Bay is strong. LA and San Francisco. And that's it. Now that Brady's gone, Matt Ryan is the best quarterback in that division, you know, in the South. You have Matt Ryan, Kyle Trask, question marks for New Orleans, and Sam Darnold for Carolina. So, yeah, that division is really tough. In the AFC, you have all three of those teams in his division. The Raiders just made the playoffs, right? You have Baltimore. Baltimore is favorites to win the AFC North over the Bengals right now because they had so many injuries last year. Pittsburgh made the playoffs. They're still in that division. Cleveland made the playoffs the year before. And then you have the Patriots, who are always tough, the Bills, who are awesome. The Dolphins are getting better with a new coach. So I don't know. You know, the path to the playoffs much harder through the AFC.
It's also pretty amazing, too. It's like the most prolific quarterback offseason I think we've ever seen. Hands as you think about every move, you think about Rodgers becoming the highest paid player ever, the greatest quarterback of all time retiring, one of the most hardest stalwarts of quarterbacks on a team in Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers gone, Russ Wilson superstar traded, the other move which we're lightly talking about, Carson Wentz goes to the Commanders, boom, there's another move, and they're not done. And again, another benefit to all of this I look at is, oh my God, the 49ers, their services of Jimmy Garoppolo just became more expensive because
it's a bidding war, right?
I think
and he's in now with Pittsburgh.
Well, the Steelers have been a team that, like, they seem to not be tied to anybody. Like, there were Deshaun Watson rumors shot down, Garoppolo shot down.
Malik Willis is who they've been tied to.
But you got two teams in the Colts and the Buccaneers that are gonna, I imagine, going to be fighting for Garoppolo's services. Now, if Garoppolo did have a surgery, which is gonna keep him from doing much for the next 4 months or so, which could maybe halt things a little bit, but he is the quarterback.
He'll get traded before the draft.
If you're 100%. A team that wants to win and be competitive, just like you said, the path has become so much harder. If you want to have a chance, you have to have a quarterback. The Bucs and the Colts have to fight for his services.
Dude, Jimmy G going to Tampa Bay, I feel like even though he's middle of the road NFL starter, Jimmy G, that puts them in the playoffs. They win that division. Yeah. I mean, Carolina could get a lot better. New Orleans has a really strong defense, of course, but Atlanta is rough outside of Matt Ryan. Their defense is still bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's the NFL. Teams can, you know, transform themselves overnight. I mean, you know, the Bengals went from the number one pick to the Super Bowl in 2 years. So,
One of the reasons, too, is it's still just an absolutely insane story of Calvin Ridley. And that was the other big piece of news that happened last week, where Calvin Ridley's been suspended for the entire 22 season because he was caught parlaying some games and betting on football. And I think the Falcons were involved in it. And, you know, he's tweeted about it. He lost $1,500, kind of saying sorry for it. But it's so weird because he was like mystery leaving the team for whatever purposes. And then his excuse is like, I wasn't even on the team when I was betting. And it's like, you know, where the hell were you? You also just like left. And like, there's a lot of like weird stuff going on with him. And then he's just super active now on social media. It definitely has some Joshy Gordon type of vibes of all that's going on. It's very different, but
yeah,
suspended from the league. The might be the wildest off season of the NFL that we've ever seen between retirements, major quarterback changes, and a player being suspended for gambling. Is there a crazier offseason?
I can't remember one. I'm sure there is, you know, but look, I know there's a lot of people comparing suspensions, like, you know, Ray Rice got six games and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's the talking point.
Yeah, but I got to say, I don't like this suspension. I don't love it or anything, but it's something you have to do if you're the NFL. Because, you know, look, listen, every time someone in your workplace, your normal workplace, you know, sues for sexual harassment in any branch, everybody has to watch a sexual harassment video, right? Like, that just is what happens. In the NFL, they go through so many do not gamble. You are not allowed to gamble. It is a huge sport killer. If there's anything that can kill the NFL, it's people thinking that, you know, the games are fixed. That's the only thing that can kill the NFL. That's it. You know, obviously Deshaun Watson stories and all of these Greg Hardy, and there's bad people involved in the NFL, right? It's just, it's a microcosm of society. There's going to be good and bad people in there. But the only thing to me, NFL's bigger than religion in a lot of spots right now. So the only thing that can kill it is thinking that players are throwing games. And then there's weird video of Calvin Ridley running backwards to try to get extra yards that everybody's using now and stuff.
I saw those the proof that were out there.
The people in Philly are trying to convince Roger Goodell that Jalen Reagor was also gambling, you know, because they want him off the team.
The weirdest one of all those was I saw a cut someone did. It was like the fourth video where Calvin is busting through two defenders running, and the speed he's going, you're like, he is gone. And then all of a sudden, he kind of like slows up at the end, and that's that stuff that really
gets
you.
I don't think any of that is real. I think, you know, it's all...
He was betting parlays, dude. That's what I did when I first learned how to gamble.
He was terrible. It was trash. Right. Yeah. I don't think he's doing anything, but you can't even have a whiff of it. To the NFL...
But
hold on. To the NFL, that is like, you know, anything starting a union where there's no union. It's the same exact thing. You shut it down as soon as you possibly can. So I'm not saying Calvin Ridley is a bad person. I'm not saying that the suspension is right, but it's what the NFL has to do. Their number one job is protect the shield. They have to do it.
We have to go to break, and we're going to move on to another segment. But the only thing I'd say is that there's a hypocrisy when all these sports in the NFL is in bed with gambling more than anybody really truly knows. Yep. And then, you know, these players can't do anything. But the problem ultimately, it comes down to, you know, he's betting on the game that he plays, and that's illegal. And I'm a pretty big stickler. If they make a rule, then you just need to follow it. It's not that hard. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy offseason that's going on. When we come back, what if lockout adjustments are going to happen? You're going to get that pretty much through the rest. We'll actually end out hour one here in just a tiny bit, and we'll come back and talk to you. But you'll be hearing segments from the InSync Fantasy Baseball podcast. So don't go anywhere, friends. ITL, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Expanded playoffs, pitch clocks, bigger bases, DH in the National League, less games. Could that potentially mean more for injured players? Injury-prone players, and players on suspension. What about rookies? Where would rookies go with less time to practice and no spring training? Opportunities are in question, so we have to ask, what if?
All right, I think I've hit the bit enough. I was about to do like, hey, what if?
Fast forward.
Yeah, what if we just, what if we just like let like 15 minutes of dead space in there so the person couldn't get it?
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. Did you see, by the way, the who is it? I just lost him. Was it Brandon Youngblood? He was like, I heard this commercial in one of our ads.
The hook?
Yeah,
the
it
hook
was about, it, they were using a carrot
I
as a hook.
I clicked on it.
Can you? I did too. So that's going to, I think it's going to, here's what I'll tell you. that topic. Sometimes you guys might hear some interesting ads in between. Thank you guys for listening. And here is a plug I'll give you. Brandon is a true G because he listens to the ads, which helps us out, which we got to do. And he's now going to help create content because I think that's going to be a topic of a secret show. We are going to play the ad that he said he heard, and we're going to talk about those targeted ads that these companies are really comfortable with playing on our show. They're really comfortable playing some stuff. I personally was able to do the fight against political ads because that's just a whole nother ball game, and that took me a little bit, but there's some I have not made the fight on, and apparently those are coming through. So good on Brandon for being a part of our universe and supporting, because he will now be a topic of conversation on our secret shows, which we are back to doing 2 a month on In This League, if you guys like our unfiltered content, you know, that Fantasy Pros hasn't looked into. That's why we're still here. No,
let's not give them directions.
No directions. We're not doing that. All right. Let's talk about stuff. The what if of all these things. Two major topics that we are going to hit with it, and we will intertwine all of these ideas. First up, we're going to talk about the potential beneficiaries and the guys that are hurt by missed games. The problem? We don't have any idea. I mean, legitly, we could record this entire episode and then we could get the Jeff Passan hammer that says things are agreed upon and then they're going to move all the games later. And ironically, it won't make things moot, because here's what will happen. So here's our first what if. What if an agreement is made and they don't actually get rid of 162 games as they've spoken about? They just back in them. They'll put them on the back end. We already know that they have a certain amount of time they want for spring training. You would probably have the season start at best by April 15th. You know that because they've already canceled the games up until then. So April, let's just call it April 15th for argument's sake here for a minute. And they'd put those on the back end. So that's 2 extra weeks. I mean, how much of a benefit? Like, I think it lowers the table of players that this really, really benefits. There's a couple that come to mind.
Right.
But like, what does, I'll just throw one guy out because I did talk a little bit about this on Fantasy Pros, but like one guy me and Spore agree on, who we'll talk about in a minute, Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander benefits. You know, he benefits from less time as easing him back, though he's got a lot more time on his table coming off of injury. But like, what does 2 weeks actually do for a guy like that? It's minimal compared to
minimal. It's hitters. The
compared to a Ronald Acuna, who Ronald Acuna, if he were to miss a month, taking off those 2 weeks, that's a difference from him justifiably being maybe a late first round pick to actually saying screw it and maybe go as high as like top three. Let's just treat Acuna like he's all normal. He's doing really well. So the 2 weeks just lowers. I think that's the big what if here. What if we only have a 2 week gap here? It makes a lot of this less.
Right. The stuff that we're going to point out a little bit less for sure. But like you said, you know, it puts less emphasis on those pitchers that may have innings caps or whatever, because you're not missing that much time. So you're still probably going to have innings caps. Maybe you're, you know, whatever you have 2 starts that were going to be skipped that are not skipped anymore, but you're still at a lower level overall, just comparatively, you're better. So, because of, you know, less time for everybody. So, no, this works better for guys coming back off an injury and working through it, because it just gives them a little bit more time to heal up. Anyone that's had an off-season surgery getting extended time, unless, you know, they're going too hard in their training and re-injure themselves, it benefits all of those guys.
Yeah.
Anyone that's coming back off of something that needs a little more time, that's definitely going to be ready for opening day.
So there's an overarching thing here that we could sit in here and talk about. I just don't think it's worth it. Let's intertwine it in all the conversation, because at the end of the day, I don't have this answer. I don't know if anybody truly has it. I think some people present it in that way where you can say who does benefit, you know, where is the benefit, injury prone versus injured. And I think it can go both sides, where you can look at a injury prone, like let's move injured players off for a second. Injury prone players are the ones, that's kind of what I mean here. Those are the guys where I look at and it's like, you can go either way, you know, because it's like those guys, maybe less time for them to get hurt on the back end. And if they were to play a full season, but also at the same time, it's so much more impactful if you have 120 games and then they still miss their 30 games. it's even worse. So
it's a higher percentage.
There's not a definitive with those guys. So I think we have to talk about them with the players. But no, continue what you're going to say, and then we'll get into players.
Well, what I was going to say is I think because the risk on the, you know, basically the pitchers is lower than it will be in a normal season, just because there's less innings, right? Just overall.
Yeah, you're looking at wear 100%. And tear on pitchers for the most part. Unless the only thing is, like, there's some prone guys out there too, like a guy like Jacob DeGrom.
There's prone pitchers. I mean, for sure. There's getting a couple extra weeks of rest never hurt. You know, so I think that'll be beneficial for him. But the guys like Donaldson and Stanton and Judge, you know, guys like that are injury prone. I think that, or, you know, however you want to say it, have been injured in the past, whatever, you know, previous prone. Injury.
Yeah, it's fine. Injury prone guys.
Yeah. However you want to say it. A lot of people get upset when we say injury prone. But
why?
They just don't like the term. They don't like a guy being tagged like that. So, you know. I mean, look,
that wasn't, that's not the player's
part
pronoun.
It's part of the gray that we talked about, right? You know, that's a black, calling someone injury prone is very black and white, you know, that's why people don't like it. But anyway, I think you're more willing to take a risk on some of those guys, at any position, if you're having less risk overall on your pitchers, right?
No.
Because the innings come down and there's less wear and tear. So I think you'd be more willing to take a risk on those guys because not take more of them, just more will just move them up.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to take, you still don't want three injury prone guys because if they all go down, then you're screwed. Right. So, but you can move them, push them up your board a little bit because you have less risk in other spots. That, I mean, I don't know if you think the logic is the same there, but that's kind of where my first thought in terms of these injury prone players.
Yeah. Go. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to your own risk tolerance and what's worthwhile for you. I think you can look at it on all sides. I think the blanket statement are guys coming into the year with an injury are going to benefit from this. That's plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Injury prone players, and however you want to look at that, those type of players, it can go either way. You can make the case and the argument on both sides of those type of guys, and I think that's clear put, because they can either, the time they miss, when they miss their time, is more significant, or less games wear and tear lets them play maybe the entire season comparatively, similar to what the pandemic in the 2020 season was, where if a guy can only play 50-something games, it's like, well, that's the season. So you can look at it both sides. So I think you have to look at the players. So the biggest, let's start with the gainers. So we've got guys that are going to gain value from this missed time. And again, we don't exactly know what this is going to be. So I think we're talking about this in two different ways. There is that little 2-week marker if a deal is cut and, you know, there's a couple guys. Then I'm going to blanketly talk about a month, okay? So I'm going to use a month as my marker. Like May 1st start is kind of how we're looking at this.
They said those TV contracts start, they have to start paying back money like what, the 25th
late April.
Or something?
Yeah, late April and stuff like that. So
May 1st sounds about
our right. What if will be May 1st, and then the same will apply if it goes a little bit further. And we're going to do gains. We have a question mark, which is negative or positive. We'll look at a few rookies as well. And this was one, again, a couple of these things I just talked about on Fantasy Pros, just happenstance that we did. The number one beneficiary, and I think everybody agrees, Paul agreed with me, I know you're in the same camp here, it's Ronald Acuna. Ronald Acuna would be the biggest beneficiary of missed time, whether it's 2 weeks or it is that full month. If it's a full month, I mean, you don't want to get crazy and start. I don't think you can talk, nor should you talk yourself into Acuna being like number one overall or something like that. But if he's on a level playing field, this is where that easy top five, maybe top three, especially if it's like a month, top three goes in. If it's 2 weeks, I still think he moves into the top five. Ronald Acuna, I'm assuming this has not been adjusted. So if it has, just someone, you know, forgive me, give me a pass here. But the projections on Fantasy Pros, when you go over for Ronald Acuna, still sits at 131 games for him on ATC. Because I think we found out that ATC uses, or the bat uses ATC's game projection. So you're going to see those mirror each other. Otherwise, the other ones maybe go like a little bit further up, you know, like 139. Well, guess what? That's a month of the season. That's a month of the season that's lopped off of Ronald Acuña. He is almost back on level playing field. Those 131 games, let's just look at the Bat X for a second. The Bat X has Acuña projected at 37 homers with a .286 batting average, 27 stolen bases, and 103 runs in 131 games. If that is a level playing field, Acuña is a top three overall pick if, what if, we start May 1st. And I don't think that's in question. I think people will draft him one overall. I think that's really, really risky. But, you know, shoulder injury for Tati. At that point, is he any more injury prone than Tatis? I think you can ask yourself that. So then you're looking that's at the floor of Soto and the position of Trey Turner and what he provides. He is on a level playing field of the top two or three players in all of fantasy baseball, given any missed games, especially a May 1st start.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Here's the next one, and I actually really struggle with this one. And
Hold on, real quick,
yeah.
Before we move on.
Yeah.
I want to mention Ohtani real quick. Does Ohtani go down with less starts? Because I moved him down a little bit in my board. I had him one overall, you know, just because he is that guy. If you can get him on both sides, he's one overall.
Gotcha.
But if you're playing it weekly, if you're playing it on Yahoo, you can't have both sides of him. So,
well, I think it's because you had him one overall might be the problem. I didn't have him one
overall. Yes. That is 100% part of it. But also I'm saying just overall, regardless of where you had him before the, you know, we knew that games were going to be missed here. Does he move down a little bit with less starts as a pitcher? Because I think he has to.
You know,
he may not move. He may not move from where you have him, but I think his value does drop a little.
That's a fair point. I hadn't thought of that. I had not even thought about Ohtani. But then here's the inverse of it. It's less games for him to get injured. You know, he has had a little injury bug that did not crop up last year. It's less starts for him to hurt his arm. It's less potential for him to hurt games. Also, now let's add the what if for him of an expanded playoff, that the expansion brings the Angels in it even further. Not that they lay off a little bit, but the potential for them to not take their foot off the gas all the way up until the end becomes much higher as that team has the ability to be playing in the playoffs, and really anything can happen at that point. That, though, you know, that could be a benefit to Ohtani. So you can see a couple benefits, and then this is why you could, you know, play yourself into a circle with this type of stuff.
Yeah,
I had not considered that because I had him at 7, and I've not moved him. So I did not have him at 1. He's the bottom of that clump for me. I like the pitching side. You know, I the problem is he's so, like, fluid. Like, he could be over here. He could be down here, pinning the league. If you do a weekly lineups, that is kind of a smack to him. If you do head-to-head daily lineups, it's a really big benefit, and I might boost him up just a tiny bit more. Your position flexibility, if you had multiple utilities, I think he's a little bit more valuable as well. If you only have one, then you only have one spot. So he's just so fluid that I felt him going after that first group was the right way to go, even though he's going to put up offensive stats, you know, that are in line with the rest of the guys. He just also has that little tiny extra itty-bitty potential to get hurt than the other guys because he's throwing all the time with his arm. So
right.
Just minimizing my risk. And not that you don't have to play that game of not paying up for these guys what they did last season, because these are the best of the best players. But I just found myself not moving. It's a really good question, and I think you can go both sides. The guy I struggled with, and you know, behind the curtain here, we were going to do some different polls and put them out there for you guys to vote on, but we just figured let's talk about this. And I was going to do one where it was going to be like, who benefits the most, Justin Verlander, Chris Sale, or Jacob DeGrom? But then I thought about it, and I felt like just seeing DeGrom's name on there, people are going to vote him. And I just wasn't sure, because he's not quite a wear and tear guy. I don't recall it always happening at the back end of the year for him. And he's one of those instances where, you know, if you just look at it blanket games, then he would benefit. You know, if he can only get 130 innings in or 140 innings in a season, okay, that's great. But if you look at it percentages to where it happens, the problem is he feels like a guy in a shortened season that could still get hurt in the middle because of that wear and tear halfway through the year into the summers. And then that's even worse. It's even less valuable. So I don't think you can just blanket be like, well, you know, less games for DeGrom is a good thing. It's like, no, I don't think that's actually the case with him. It actually could be even worse. So we put him in a gainer because I think he's going to gain value, A, because there's less games, and B, when he starts throwing, people are going to lose their mind. But it's I'm not value. Sold.
It's market value.
I'm higher than everybody on DeGrom, by the way.
Yeah, he absolutely gains in market value. And I think, you know, just to be quite frank, the more time off, the more time he can get stem cells injected into that thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think that is better for him. Honestly, just the rest, the layoff and the recovery on that arm because it is partially torn right now. And we've seen, you know, the one guy that made a successful career with a partially torn UCL was Tanaka. He's like the only one, right? At least that I can remember. I'm sure there are other examples that I'm not thinking of right now, but Tanaka is like the main one that I remember. And he was just a rare case. So that's why, you know, we had Ariel Cohen on here talking about Jacob DeGrom.
I haven't had one person yet, the industry person that we've had on or I've been on that has been like, but so, I mean, because I just rank higher. I haven't had one person be like, yeah, I want to get invested in those DeGrom shares. Like, right. Everybody wants to avoid, which, by the way, is great because if everybody does want to avoid, he comes at a cheaper cost. I lean on that side if I have to pick a side, even though I'm telling you I'm kind of wonky. I think this is just that benefit. Like, market value does change. Yeah. I just think it's a benefit for him. And, you know, time off, plenty of time off, rest. You got a solid bullpen. You got other really good starters. Maybe Scherzer's health, like he can just, like, soak off onto DeGrom. I'm going to give that a pass as a benefit.
But like you said, as soon as he starts throwing, if he looks good in spring training, just, he's going to shoot back in the back end of the first round. You know, because right now he's, like, at 21 is his ECR. Which is middle of the second round. And if he looks good and spring and healthy, he's going to shoot.
I'm actually surprised it's that high, but I think it's going to get into the mid-teens. I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, if you're in a 15 man, that's you're right there. 21 right now, his best rank is 9. His worst rank is 45. So his average is 20.6. He's the 21st ECR, but he's still behind, like, you know, Bueller, who he's probably going to move past Bueller, and Scherzer's at 17. So if you look at those are the two pitchers that are ahead of him, but not in the first round. And then you get into, you know, Burns at 10 and Cole at 8 and all that. So
this is it's fascinating. So I just went on NFBC. I looked at their just ADP, just straight up when you go on the site, DeGrom 24. Then I sorted by draft champions, 24. Then I sorted by draft champions from February 1st to today,
24.
he is just right in that area. Nobody wants to make a move. I guarantee you that is going to move up when he starts throwing. Unless he comes in and they're like, DeGrom almost ready to throw, and then
then it'll plummet other way. Yeah, you're right.
Pitchers. Here are some pitchers. Freddy Peralta, who's got an ECR of 58. You know, limiting innings. Might have his problem. Might also be like how deep he can go into games sometimes. But you got Freddy Peralta, Chris Sale, who, you know, was limited into last year coming off of injury, and Justin Verlander. So let's put those three for a second. Peralta, Sale, Verlander. Who benefits the most from a shortened season? 2 weeks and 4 weeks?
I think in both scenarios, it's Verlander. I think that Peralta, like you mentioned, his is more about going deep in games. Maybe they let him go a batter or two deeper if he's getting in some trouble because the season's shorter, but I can't imagine that's like a big contributing factor when Craig Counsell is making this decision, right? So, Chris Sale also, I think, is already, like, he's already there. I feel like people are already drafting him as if he's fully healthy and there's no limit anyway. So I think Verlander is the one guy here that benefits the most, and I don't think it's particularly close between those three guys.
So I agree. He was the guy I picked on pros as well. But I will say this. Don't sleep on Chris Sale. because Chris Sale's in an interesting spot. You know, he did have, unlike Verlander, he was able to get some work in last year. He had 42 innings coming off of an injury. And you've got Chris Sale on a team that I don't think is star powered to the max like you're used to. Like, if you were to pinpoint something that might be a problem, it's their rotation. He's needed in a hyper-competitive division where you have Yankees and Rays and Blue Jays that are going at it. And you look at a guy like him who's projected between 140 and 160 innings, that now may be an entire full season with no screwing around, that Chris Sale might be a huge beneficiary. He just costs a lot more than Verlander.
I see why I didn't mention Sale here, and it's because I'm already high man on Sale. His highest ECR is 40. That's me. I have him at 40.
You do the 40?
I have him at 40. Yeah, at 61 is his ECR. So I'm already locked in. That's why he didn't. That's why in terms of benefits, he didn't come into my brain, because I'm already.
What's his ECR
on Chris Sale? 61.
I'm 49. So I am also higher in that range. I'm a little bit higher, not as high as you, but I'm higher in that range. So that's a guy to consider. Freddie Peralta, you know, nothing to shoo aside. This is a great one, and then we'll kind of burn through these last ones, and then we're going to go into the question marks. I had not been giving enough attention to this, and this is someone I've been so invested in early drafts, and then I was like, oh, yeah, this injury, Max Muncy. Now, here's the problem with Max Muncy. We don't know nothing. We know nothing.
He said, I think 2 days ago, that he would have been ready for the start of the regular season, even if it started on time.
See,
so that he is going to start really kicking.
And it should, because the only news I remember was there was something reported out that the hope was he would be swinging by spring training. To hear that is great news. It leaves a lot.
Let me just double check this quote. Let's see. Muncy Elbow said Friday in an interview that he's resumed swinging a bat and expects to be ready for the start of the season. Hopefully my elbow is ready for opening day. That was a plan.
When was this?
On track for that. This was Friday. Hopefully it is not going to affect me too much, but I can't answer until we get out
there. Yeah, no, so that sounds really encouraging.
But he's already swinging.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, maybe swinging at, opening day, but no, he's swinging a bat.
I guess I took that a little bit different too. Like if he said that a couple weeks back, I would have thought maybe he's talking about normal opening day. That sounds like adjusted opening day by February 15th. Regardless of the point though, to hear all of that, and actually this may be proof in point, if he is referring to the newly adjusted opening day and I should be ready, that might be the big benefit. You know, he might not have been ready for April 1st or whatever, March 31st, whatever the hell it was. He might not have been ready.
He said that was the plan the whole time. That was kind of his quote.
But it's even more.
The plan the whole time was for him to be ready by opening day. So anything extra is a benefit for him. 100%.
So Muncy has really fallen in drafts as of recent because of the lack of information. On that same NFBC from, what was it, February 1st to now in Draft Champions, 169 he's dropped down to, with the highest in that period at 123. This is a guy that we may pop back into the top 100 with a multitude of position eligibility, huge power, not the most atrocious batting average by any means. And guess what? Projections, 125 games with 31 homers and a .262 batting average. With a month gone, that is almost a full season for Max Muncy with a DH for any positional issues that could happen early on. We're going to talk in the next segment about DH guys and who benefits. We obviously think Will Smith would be one of those, but Max Muncy might be one of those as well. Here are some of the other beneficiaries. Lance McCullers, he had a little stretchy arm issue, hoping to be ready, giving more time, huge. Mike Clevinger, Clevy obviously coming off of injury. Let me see what his projections are. What do you think his projections are? I haven't even looked. I don't even know. I'm going to say 110 without looking.
Yeah, I would say somewhere 120.
You were right. ATC has 122. So again, maybe you're a couple missed starts out. Maybe they push a start here or there, but that's almost a fuller season.
It just brings you back to the pack, right? I mean, so many leagues also, and maybe your league is keeping this, they went to innings pitched versus wins, right? So this is, it just, it brings you back up that pack, because you were limited in innings. Now everyone's limited in innings. So it just brings you, it provides so much for those injured pitchers. Crazy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh!
It's In This League. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. In This League. Fans, if you guys are looking for some In This League merch, don't be afraid to go and check that out. We're not going to bite. You know, we're just going to make it look good. That's all that you got
to
do.
Unless you want us to.
Check it out. InThisLeague.fans. InThisLeague.com as well to check out the Patreon. If you sign up, we actually have discount codes. You can get a little Disky County, a little 10%, maybe 15% if you become a captain. So you can take that as a little advantage. Into next hour, we're going to be talking more about this What If series. So again, this is part of what you've been listening to. First couple of segments talking football. But what you've been listening to is Bogman and I's discussion around the implications of these missed games. I mean, the one thing that we feel is a constant now is there is 2 weeks gone. Like, they could probably move it if things moved really quick. And again, maybe you're listening to this and things have changed and they could put it on the back end because, you know, threats are... This whole like deadline quotes, like nothing is definitive, but it doesn't matter because if they put it on the back end, the time period has adjusted some of these values. And that's a lot of what we've been talking about. And we'll continue it in the next hour where we also have got some DH discussion around the NL because all these free agents haven't signed and those are going to have implications, man.
Because of the implication.
What is that from?
That's from Always Sunny. And by the way, my favorite clip from Always Sunny finally became usable. I mean, not for a good reason, but did you see I sent you the thing where, Dennis is starting a podcast. Now, what I'm told is there's a war being started right now. Am I right in saying that there's a war going
on?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know why it crushes me every time I see that on Always Sunny, but yeah, man, I mean, like the Well said, a lot of the, you know, the stuff is mainly adjust for pitchers coming off an injury and just giving those guys a little bit more time. Really, anyone coming off of a major surgery, the more rest and recovery you have, the better it is for you to play more games in the season. So those guys got to take a boost up.
And we're going to be talking about that. So don't go anywhere. Hour two, we're going to just jump right into it and get more of this discussion. You want more of the episode, make sure you check out the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast on your favorite podcast app. And that's where all of the rest of our podcasts live as well. So friends, kick back. More In This League right after this.